Amen. 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 The blood. There's something about the blood. Amen. Hey, y'all. Welcome. Praise God. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio, man. We are broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. Amen. Today, of course, is Tuesday, and we're going to have a live broadcast. Amen. This is His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Vanessa, Minister Van. Amen. And she should be on with us in a minute. Amen. And we're just so glad to be. This is our first broadcast with her, and amen, where she's live. So we are excited about that. God is good. Amen. You listen with Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is His Abounding Grace. Amen. If you have a desire to call us to the broadcast, the number is 646-478-0660. We are opening up the chat room as we speak. Amen. So give us a call, listen to the broadcast, pass the word on, let somebody know what's going on, man, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. While we're waiting on Minister Van to sign in, we're going to go ahead and play some more music here and everything, and just go from there, amen? This is our theme song. I love this song. You say it. Yeah.
Everything will be alright.
I don't know about you. Let's cut that down a little bit. Hey, man, I love that song. Again, you listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast is His Abounding Grace, broadcast with Minister Van. Amen. I think I have on the air. Minister Van, are you there?
I'm here. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started, man. I'm excited about having this woman of God on. You know, I think all the other broadcasts has been more or less like a pre-recorded. But this is live, everybody. So this is live broadcast. I bless God for the opportunity for her to come on and do live. May have some hiccups, but look, you know what? We're going to still give God all the glory. Amen, Mr. Van.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to still give God all the glory. So what we're about to do, let's go ahead and have a prayer. And the next voice after the prayer would be Minister Van. Let me back up. Let me have prayer. Then let me make some quick announcements, and then we can hear from Minister Van. Amen? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Father God, we just want to come to you and give you thanks. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for you being a strong tower. Thank you just for being God. Thank you for the fact that you have brought us a mighty long way. Thank you that your anointing flows on us, Lord Jesus. Your mercy gives us blesses us through another day. Just thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for the resurrection of the cross. But thank you that you are coming back again one day for us, God. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, saving us and sanctifying us and filling us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you are with us, that you promised never to leave us or forsake us. You have brought us a mighty long way. We can truly give you a you said prayer. We know that whom we believe. We know that we can depend on you. We know that when we look to the east or we look to the west or the north or the south, there is none like you in all the earth. So, Holy Spirit, we pray for a fact that you will come into the house. Begin to speak to Minister Van. Begin to allow your spirit to flow through her, inside out and outside in, God. For she has a word for the people of God. We thank you for this willing vessel, not afraid, God, full of zeal, full of determination to say what thus says the Lord. So we give it to you right now, God. Every technical difficulty put to the side, God. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, we rebuke in the name of Christ Jesus, the resurrected Savior. Because we know that who it is that we serve. We know that he has all power in his hands. So God, so Father, so brother, so friend Jesus, we give our concerns, our needs to you and say, come Holy Spirit, come. Come with all your might and your glory. Do what you do best, God. Set the atmosphere, God. Allow the shift to take place, God, so the people of God may hear a word from you.
Amen.
We give you praise today. We say thank you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, everyone, you're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Van. Amen. His topic, is, of course, restoring broken relationships. This is part two. You got to go back and listen to part one. Part one was awesome. I'm telling you, you got to go back. Go to blogtalkradio.com/WhenChristiansSpeak. And we have a list of the other broadcasters on there. Check it out, man. It was an awesome word last week, so don't miss out, you know, and everything. So what we're going to go ahead and do, we do want to remind listeners that His Abounding Grace Show comes on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Then we have Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall at Thursdays at 12 noon. And then we have Friday Night Joy with myself and friends. Sometimes we have a guest at 7 p.m. Of course, on Sundays we have Stronger Together with Sister Valerie Miller. And again, with myself, that's at 7 p.m. And then every fourth Saturday, we have the Alabaster Box with Prophet Carla Johnson. That's at 7 p.m., amen. I do want to remind you that we do have a new Android and iTunes app available at the website, WhenChristiansSpeak.com. Please go to that site and you can download either one. We have a lot of different things going on the website. We also have a Amazon book page, what we call it. Check it out. We call it Books. Music and coffee. Books, music, and coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I love my coffee, and so does Sister Van. So check that out. Check that out, man. You can order some coffee there. You can order some of the books. Some of the books that we've had, some of the authors come on with and be on the broadcast with us. So we have that. And, God is good. We have music, gospel music, and a lot of different things that's going on the website. Don't forget about Facebook. We have two Facebook pages called When Christians Speak. Okay, and then we have also a Facebook page called Christians Against Suicide and Depression. Again, I have to reiterate, we're not against the person. This is a spiritual warfare that we're talking about. And what we try to do is give insight, encourage, scriptures, and prayer, whatever's necessary to those that are going through, whether they're Christians or not. You know, we've had people part of the group that are atheists or whatever, bless God, but we tell them we're going to pray for you anyway. Amen. So that's basically all I have to say. I'll see you in a little bit after Minister Van finishes up. So, Minister Van, I'm going to give the mic over to you, and we know that God is going to do something great. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Reverend Ray. Thanks so much for having me on this show, this broadcast. I just thank God. I'm kind of an honor, and I want to just jump right into it right now. Is everything coming through okay? Hello?
Yes, everything's coming through.
Okay, praise the Lord. This is part two of a three-part series that started last week on restoring broken relationships. And Reverend Ray has already shared with you what last week's message was. This week, we're going to focus on trust. Last week, we talked about forgiveness. But what happens next? What happens after you've forgiven someone and you believe God wants that relationship restored? What happens after you've been forgiven and you want to reestablish trust? How do you move on? How do you restore trust when it seems all hope is gone? Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that have already gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word, when it goes forth, they would never, never, never return unto you void, that it would go out and accomplish that which you would have it to accomplish. We thank you. We give you all the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. During the next message, I want you to consider trust in the context of your relationship with God first. Then consider trust as it relates to someone with whom you may be having difficulties reestablishing that trust. Matthew 6th chapter in the 33 verse says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added." It's so important to seek God first, and then wait, and then listen, and then obey his guidance. One thing we know for sure is God is a God that cannot lie. If he says to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, then that's what we must do, brothers and sisters. But you may be saying to yourself this evening, okay, I've already forgiven him, I've already forgiven her, but it's still so hard to trust. I agree, trust is not just a giant step of faith. It is an ongoing process. It requires putting those things behind you and pushing forward. Praise God. And when you push forward, you're renewing your mind daily. The Bible tells us we must renew our minds daily. It's not going to happen overnight. It requires not living in the past, but believing God that the best is still yet to come. A big part of seeking the kingdom of God first is putting your trust in him. Would you agree with that? Even when talking about restoring trust in a relationship, it's always best to turn to the Word of God. What does God say about this? What does God say about that? How many know we can learn a lot from the experiences of our brothers and sisters in the Bible? So this evening, I want you to go on a journey with me. We're going to pay a visit to Joseph in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis. So just imagine, if you will, that we're on this journey with Joseph right now. How many know that Joseph learned a lot about trusting God, which led to him being able to trust and love his family again? Because God had made a promise to Joseph's grandfather, Abraham, how many know that the promise was much bigger than any problem encountered by the third generation descendant, Joseph? Talking about Joseph, the son of Jacob and Rachel, Joseph, the most beloved of all his father's children, Joseph, who even at the tender age of 17 was a dreamer, and he didn't mind letting his brothers know that. He told his brothers in one of his dreams that it was revealed that they would one day bow down to him. Let's go on this journey with Joseph, as he's hated by his own brothers, probably because he was the father's favorite, or probably because he was a bragger. Here Joseph is in Genesis, the 37th chapter, where his brothers have gotten together and said, "Enough is enough. We are tired of all his bragging. We are tired of our father always talking about Joseph this and Joseph that. We are tired about hearing what he dreams about. Shall we indeed bow down to him?" So here Joseph comes to visit his brothers as they are out in the field feeding their father's flock. And they see him coming from afar off, so they begin conspiring. What are we going to do with this one? Some of his brothers initially wanted to kill him. They hated him just that much. Well, in the end, Joseph, the favorite of his father, is thrown into a pit. How many know that sometimes, just sometimes, God will allow us to be thrown into a pit to develop something in us? Yes, there is nothing that happens without God's knowledge and permission. You remember the story of Job and how Satan had to go to God to ask permission to cause harm to Job? Well, so it was with Joseph, and guess what? So it is with us today. Nothing happens without God's knowledge and permission. So back to the journey with Joseph. Here we are looking at Joseph. Bottom of a pit. And we know the story. God had a plan, even then, that Joseph wouldn't die in that pit. So, as his brothers are sitting around the pit eating bread, a company of Ishmaelites from Gilead show up. And his brothers decide not to leave him to die in that pit, but nevertheless, get him out of their lives forever. This is what they were thinking, you see. So, Joseph is lifted from the pit and basically sold into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. Then he was carried into Egypt. Did you ever wonder how God's chosen people ended up in Egypt? But there you are. Joseph was sold into slavery and carried into Egypt. Let me ask you a question this evening. Did you ever wonder how you ended up in a bad place where bad people meant nothing but bad things for you? Are you in an Egypt place right now? Have you been betrayed by those closest to you? Do you find yourself in a foreign land and perhaps feel as if you'll never be able to trust again? God, I want to encourage you this evening. Take comfort in knowing that because God never changes, just as his word was with Joseph, he's with us today. Even in the midst of being in a bad situation, in a bad relationship, God never leaves you. Joseph's journey had a lot to do with trusting God and finally about a restored relationship. Joseph's journey could tell us a lot about how God would turn things around for our good. Yes, we're talking this evening about restoring broken relationships. How many know the relationship between Joseph and his brothers was one that was destined to be restored? How many know that a faith that hasn't been tried simply can't be trusted? I'll say that again. A faith that hasn't been tried simply cannot be trusted. God knew that one day Joseph would be a leader, but as a young teenager getting on his brother's nerves, he hadn't learned anything about faith in God, for he hadn't gone through anything. You see, Joseph had to go through numerous trials, temptations, and tribulations on this journey in order that his faith in God could be tested and thus strengthened. James 1, first chapter of James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." How many know that Joseph was tempted by the wife of Pharaoh's officer? This officer was captain of the guard. Joseph was tempted, but he did not yield. Just like we are tempted many times to go off course, don't give in to that temptation, but count it all joy. No, you're not being joyful that you're going through a temptation, but you're joyful that through it all, you still have Jesus, and through it all, you're learning to trust and depend upon his word. Let's go back to the journey with Joseph now. Because of the lies that the wife of Pharaoh's officer told about Joseph, and actually she told her husband that Joseph had tried to rape her, Joseph was thrown into prison. Now, Joseph, here he is in prison. How many know that Joseph could have simply been killed because of those lies? But remember now, God's plan still has to be fulfilled in Joseph's life. And so he endured many years in prison, and yet God was working everything out for his good. It didn't feel good to Joseph at the time. He had many dreams while he was in prison, and it was because of his dreams that one day one man finally remembered him. I'm sure he had a serious problem trusting man at that time, but nothing from this journey tells us that Joseph lost his trust in God. During Joseph's journey from the pit to the palace, while the Bible doesn't tell us this, I can imagine that Joseph had to shed many tears and spend many nights lying awake just wondering when his time would come. Would you think about that for a minute? Many trials Joseph had to endure to bring him to that moment of truth when he was to be face-to-face with his brothers years later, and he had to make a decision that would determine the course of the Israelites, not just Joseph, but the Israelites. Will he forgive his brothers for their past treatment of him? And will he even trust himself to be able to rise above his circumstances and trust in the Lord with all his heart and lean not to his own understanding? In all of his ways, Joseph had to acknowledge God and allow him to direct his path. Trust in a relationship begins and ends with trusting in God, who knows all about our relationships with each other. When you are face to face with someone who has abused and misused your trust, when you are face to face with someone who has left you in a state of weariness, when you are face to face with someone who has, as you would say, torn your heart into pieces, when you're face to face with someone who has taken advantage of your kindness, and yet you have submitted yourself to forgiving that person because you know that if you don't, God couldn't forgive you. You're faced with yet another decision. Will I ever be able to trust again? This is your moment of truth. Are you going to put your faith and confidence in God enough to know that you can rise above your circumstances and trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding? This is your moment of truth. Sometimes your emotions will be very raw. You'll feel like you are at the end of your rope. You might feel as if you are hanging on merely by a thread of that rope. This is your moment of truth. This is when you've got to trust God totally without any reservations, praise the Lord. This is when you've got to tie a knot in that rope and hang on. For faith says that help is on the way. Just trusting in God in spite of the circumstances will make you a champion out of your challenges. Just trusting in God in spite of your circumstances, in spite of how you feel, in spite of what's been done to you, will turn your test into a testimony. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. When is your morning, you may be saying to yourself. When is your morning, you may be asking me right now. When will my morning come? When will I ever be able to trust again? Well, your morning will come, and the sun will shine brightly again when you are tired of allowing the enemy to beat up on you. Your morning will come, and the sun will shine brightly again when you are tired of giving in to weariness, when you are tired of living in the past. Your morning will come, brothers and sisters, and the sun will shine brightly again when you finally decide once and for all that your past does not define you, that your past is merely a trial that has prepared you for such a time as this. A time of forgiving, a time of restoring trust, a time when you are free from the hurt and pain. When you accept it, the fact that with Christ you can truly do anything, your morning will come and the sun will be shining so bright upon you that you will be ready to move on. When will you move on? Joseph's journey. Joseph did not allow his past to rob him of what God had in store for his future. What about you? What about you? Think about that for a minute. He trusted God in spite of. Because of Joseph's faithfulness, his relationship with his brothers was restored, and he put his trust in the God of all gods, the only one and true living God. Joseph knew something about forgiveness and trust. What about you? When you are confronted with all types of trials and tribulations, can you say you still trust God? When you're struggling with pains of your past, do you still trust God? When you're faced with an enemy who is wronging you and the battle of good and evil rages within you, do you truly trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding? If God wants to restore a relationship in your life, can you simply trust that God knows what he's doing and acknowledge and remember that your trust in God is what will bring you out, not your trust in another human being? When you surrender your emotions totally over to God and say, not my will, but thy will be done, you will truly be able to trust again. Not my will, but thy will be done. You say someone's hurt you. You say your heart is broken. How can I ever trust again? You've got to first trust the God in that person. You walk around like you are in a forever storm, like life is forever raging because you have a broken relationship. You've got to first trust God. There is peace when you put your trust in God. God is the God of restoration, and he will keep you in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. So you've forgiven that person that's wronged you, but listen to this very carefully. You've forgiven that person that wronged you, but does that mean that trust in that particular relationship must be restored? In this sense, you've got to go to God for your answer. Let me say that again, because I want to make sure you get what I'm saying here. You've forgiven someone who's wronged you, but does that mean that trust in that particular relationship must be restored? in this sense, you've got to go to God for this answer. For I believe, and maybe it's just me, I believe that God allows some human relationships for only a season to develop spiritual character in us. He allows other human relationships for a lifetime. And trust is critical in restoring and maintaining a healthy relationship if this is the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life. Regardless, though, forgiveness is a must. For whether you need a particular relationship restored in the sense that you'll continue to spend time with that someone, in the sense that that person will remain in your circle, you need to seek wisdom from God. This is where trusting in God is key. This reminds me of the prayer of serenity. I'm sure you've heard that, you've read that somewhere. But listen to this. The prayer of serenity says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. The book of James, the first chapter in James, talks about wisdom. And it says, if you need wisdom, ask God. Ask God. Trust. Psalms 40, chapter in the fourth verse, says, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. So now, let's end our journey with Joseph. Let's end our journey with Joseph. Because of Joseph's faithfulness and trust in God, his entire family was restored to him. And not only that, God raised Joseph up to be a leader. Just like the God of restoration was with Joseph, he's with you today. Reestablishing trust in another human being has first got to begin with putting your total trust in God. When life seems unfair, when your world seems as if it's crashing down around you, when at times you don't seem to see the end of the tunnel, you're either going to trust God or you're not. When it seems like the tunnel is so long, so dark, just remember and say to yourself, what does God say about this? And then remember, you're either going to trust him or not. Just like Joseph. Joseph had to make that decision when he came up out of that pit, he ended up in Egypt, when he ended up in prison, he said, I'm either going to trust you, God, or I'm not. I'm either going to trust you or I'm not. I believe, God, you gave me those dreams. You told me, Lord God, what would happen, and I'm going to trust you, Lord God. I choose to trust you, God. I choose to trust you, God. Isaiah, the 58th chapter, in the 10th verse, says, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, there shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. When someone approaches you in an unkind way, in a nasty way, when they say things that make you want to snap back at them, just remember and ask yourself this question. What does God say about this? Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. When you are faced with a situation that seems unbearable and you just don't know how you're going to make it, you need to know, I'm going to trust you, God, or I'm not. I'm going to either trust you or I'm not. When you become face-to-face with that person who's wronged you, yes, forgiveness is key. And you will be whole again when you put your trust totally in God, who knows all and gives wisdom to all. You are either going to trust him or you're not. When at times you want to have a pity party, when at times you believe you're all alone, that even God seems distant, think about Joseph and how God brought him through. You're either going to trust God or you're not. When at times you believe your family's probably forsaken you, you believe no one loves you or no one cares, sometimes you may believe that you are of no significance to anyone, just say to yourself, what does God say about that? What does God say about that? I'm coming to a close. When the enemy tries to bring fear into your heart or tries to tell you that you're just crazy for trusting again, say to yourself, I'm either going to trust God or I'm not. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Don't allow fear to hold you hostage and steal the many blessings that God has waiting for you. If you're born again, you have everything you need to live a victorious life. Get this. Fear and faith cannot occupy the same space in your life. Faith and fear cannot occupy the same space in your life. Fear of failing in a relationship will paralyze you. Faith that whatever happens, God knew about it beforehand, and he's already made a way of escape for me, is what will motivate you to trust again. Choose ye this day, faith or fear. Don't allow flesh to win. Galatians 5 reminds us to walk in the Spirit so that we do not fulfill the lust, the works of the flesh. Flesh can't trust God. It'll fail you every time. Restoring broken relationships. Forgiveness and trust is key. Forgiveness and trust is key. Next week, the final part of this three-part series will focus on commitment. Come on, let's pray. And if you're going through something right now, you know God already knew about it. He knew about it before it even happened. There is a relationship that needs to be restored, and God has given you everything you need to be restored in that. If it's God's will that that relationship is to be restored in your life, seek wisdom, and he'll let you know. Come on, let's go to prayer right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Father, for the strength that you've given us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that someone out here in your audience, Lord God, needed to hear this word from you. I may not know who it is, and Lord God, but I know you know everything, Lord God, because you made each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that this word someone would meditate on this word, Lord God, and they would know that we've been made do it for a night, but that joy will come in the morning. And when the morning is when they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity for you to use me, Lord God, as your vessel, that your word would go forth, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that someone, Lord God, has been able to glean from this, Lord God, and they could put one foot in front of the other, knowing that all is not lost. I thank you, Lord God, for restoring right now trust in a relationship in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your forgiveness power, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for letting us know, Lord God, that the best is still yet to come, that our past does not define us, Lord God, that we thank you, Lord God, that we are overcomers through you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, and give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, for you alone are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen, amen. What a wonderful word. Thank you, Minister Van. That was a great word. Amen. Restoring broken relationships, amen. And the main topic was talking about trust. This is the word that all of us, many of us, need to hear, you know, through broken trust. So we appreciate you and thank God for that word. Hey, y'all, this has been When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This has been, amen, His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Van. Amen. God is doing some great and wonderful, wonderful things with this broadcast. Like I said, if you didn't listen to the part, this is part two. Go back and listen to part one, and then come back and listen to part two again, then go back and listen to part one, then come back and listen to part two. Amen. I mean, keep on gleaming off of this, you know, and then stay tuned for next Tuesday. I'm not sure whether we're going to be live again next Tuesday, but I'm going to try. I'm a presser a little bit. I'm a presser, amen, to do live again. I do want to remind our listeners and everything that you can listen to this broadcast through our archives on Blog Talk Radio, When Christians Speak. You can go to iTunes and When Christians Speak, and you listen to it. You can go to the website. I mean, we're all over the place. You know, let me just mention some of the places real quick. Look, you can listen to us on iTunes, on Spreaker.com. Tune in, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and Stitcher, and many, many more and everything. So check us out. Go to Facebook, like us, give us a review, let us know how we're doing and everything. Send us your prayer requests at Reverend Ray at WhenChristiansSpeak.com. or whenchristianspeak.com@gmail.com, or send us through Facebook, whatever. You know, send us your prayer requests. If you have a desire to be on to the show, please get in contact with me. We're always looking for people that have written books, or have a nonprofit organization, or have a testimony, or have a word that God has given. We're always looking for that. We do go through a screening process. So, but get in contact with me and any of those different media. Amen. Amen. Again, I want to thank Minister Van for coming live, y'all. She was live. All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Live, you know, live. So I know everybody's enjoying the broadcast and everything. I know I have. I've been listening. I muted my mic. So if I want to say hallelujah, you know, I didn't want to disrupt or anything like that. But Minister Van, I just want to say thank you, and thank you again for coming to today on the broadcast, and we're looking forward to next week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what we can do, we're not going to take a break. We can go ahead and close out. What I'm going to ask her to do, I know she just prayed, but I'm going to ask her to close us out in prayer. And just pray for those that are going through broken relationships, and lift up the prayer that people that are going through depression. We looked at the Facebook page, Christians Against Suicide and Depression, and we always get people coming in, and even through this, you know, we have people that are going through difficult times, may have lost a loved one, and they just, you know, so we want you to pray for that, Minister Van, and whatever else the Lord leaves on your heart. Again, I want to thank you for the broadcast, and then after you say your prayer, we can go ahead and get on out of here. Amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, come on, let's pray now. Let's open up our minds to receive. Lord God, we just thank you right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
God, we know, Lord God, there's somebody out there, Lord God, that needs, Lord God, to be reminded, Lord God, that you've never left them, Lord God, that you never leave them, Lord God, that your word is true and forever settled in heaven, Lord God. Lord God, we know right now, Lord God, that your word goes out, Lord God, to anybody, Lord God, and everybody, Lord God, that will receive your word right now, Lord God, that they will seal with a promise that what you have promised, Lord God, will come to pass. Lord God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, there's somebody out there that has a broken heart right now, Lord God. Somebody right now, Lord God, that just can't get a rest for night, Lord God, for just waking up, Lord God, weariness, Lord God, wondering, Lord God, wondering and wearing, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, just go to them right now, Lord God. Remind them, Lord God, that you say in your word that you never leave them, that you will never forsake them, Lord God. Touch in those places where no man can touch, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that trust needs to be in you, Lord God. For any man that can trust, Lord God, has to come through you first, Lord God. Lord, touch those places, Lord God. Trust those places that are broken, Lord God, and bring them back together again. It's only you can, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now, Lord God, as my voice goes out, Lord God, that they would not so much as hear my voice, Lord God, but they would feel your presence right now in the name of Jesus. That they can imagine, Lord God, that you're standing right now, Lord God, with your arms outstretched right now, telling them, Lord God, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Lord God. That they will come unto you, Lord God, that they won't seek refuge in a man, that they will not seek peace in a man, that they will not seek comfort in a man, Lord God, but they will come to you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you are far able to do exceedingly abundantly anything that the mask can even think, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that even as we speak right now, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, is going through, Lord God. You said in your word that when it goes forth, it will never return unto you, Lord. So even as we pray right now, Lord God, we know you're ministering to someone right now in the name of Jesus. There may be a sister out there, Lord God, that's crying, Lord God, that she's lost someone, Lord God. She may be dealing with her children right now, Lord God, in a relationship with her children, Lord God. Lord, I know, Lord God, that through your word, Lord God, you can restore that relationship right now. There may be a parent out there that doesn't even know where the child is, Lord God. Lord God, you know all things, Lord God. You know all things, Lord God. Thank you for your protection right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, there may be a wife out there, Lord God, that's looking for her husband, Lord God, that doesn't know where he is, Lord God, or that he is looking for you, Lord God, to restore that relationship right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God. You know all about it, Lord God. There may be someone even out there now, Lord God, who don't have a church home, Lord God. And they know, Lord God, they may need to be in the body of Christ, Lord God, where they can be surrounded by brothers and sisters that would love them, Lord God. Even right now, as my voice goes out, Lord God, Lord God, give them that direction right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for ordering our steps, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, sometimes, Lord God, we get so busy and so crazy in our world that you are you always speaking to us, Lord God. We're not always listening. So there's someone out there right now, Lord God, that may be going through a spirit of depression right now, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, you said in your word that whatsoever things we bind on earth shall be bind in heaven. And whatsoever things we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, you have given us you have given us, Lord God, the weapon, Lord God, of binding and loosing. So we bind up that demonic spirit right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit of depression that's trying to take over your people, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, Lord God, there are no weapon formed against your children going to prosper, Lord God. So we claim a victory right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing that you're in the midst. So we know you're here. We don't have to invite you. We know you're already here, Lord God. So, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you, even as I speak, Lord God, that you're mending some relationship right now, that spirit of depression is being lifted off of someone right now. Oh, Lord God, there may be someone, Lord God, that believes they're at the end of the rope, Lord God. Lord God, let them give them the reassurance, Lord God, that they can hear your sweet, sweet voice saying, wait, stop, listen. I love you. I love you as no one else can ever love you. I love you as no man would ever love you. Lord, let them feel your arms wrapped around them right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you can do all things new, Lord God. You're breaking all things new right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God, for you are mighty, Lord God. You are mighty, Lord God. And on those strongholds, Lord God, that's binding people right now, Lord God, they have to loose right now according to your word in the name of Jesus. You say in your word that by the name of Jesus, Lord God, just by that name, Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
Jesus, there's power in that name. There's victory in that name. There's so much good things in that name. There's so many blessings in that name. There's restoration in that name. There's peace. There's joy. There's long-suffering in that name, all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. By faith, we count it done. By faith, we believe. You said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Lord God, until they see the manifestation take place, let them cling to the fact that it's already all right. They put their faith in you and not in man. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We claim a victory, Lord God. We claim a victory right now. We believe, God, that these many, many tests out there are going to turn into testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the many challenges out there going to make many champions for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. We count it down right now. We receive it right now. And we give you all the honor. Hallelujah. All the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And all the praise. Because you,
amen.
Oh God, are wonderful and worthy to be praised. And Jesus, in the mighty, mighty, precious, precious, holy, holy name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we have been listening to His Abounding Grace broadcast with Minister Van. Her topic has been restoring broken relationships. This is part two, and she has been talking about trust. Amen. And we will see you guys next week. I do want to mention that she's a member of Outreach Christian Center, located in Clinton, Maryland. It's 6701 Clinton Manor Drive. And we always try to mention who our hosts are and what church they are affiliated with. They're under the leadership of Pastor Willie G. Sweeney and Dr. Betty J. Sweeney is the assistant pastor. So if you're in the Clinton area or you're visiting or you're looking for a place to go or join, please go by the Outreach Christian Center. You can check them out on their website. And just come by and pay them a visit and get a chance to see meet Minister Van. Amen. So we just want to – better than that, you get a chance to come and see the Lord, okay?
Amen. Praise God.
So again, we just want to thank her for coming live again. So y'all be blessed. The prayers of the righteous avail of much. They have already gone forth. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. We're going to play this song called My Strong Tower. And Minister Van, prayerfully, I'll see you next week. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
You're my fortress, my strong tower. When I'm pressed on every side, I hide in you. When I'm wounded, you're my healer. I run to you, God, and I found.